In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep.
The Big Rock Candy Mountain is a fantasy world from the perspective of a hobo. Free food, free booze, and free train rides. But if you listen carefully, there are also references to railroad police, also known as cinder dicks, government shoes, and railroad bulls.
The brakemen have to tip their hats and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too.
You didn't have towns, you didn't have cities.
Seth Bramson is the official historian for the Florida East Coast Railway, also known as the FEC.
But you did have hobos. You did have people trying to break into the freight cars at the time.
It was the Great Depression, and Florida was seen as a land of opportunity. Because of all the vagrants, in the 1930s, the governor's office empowered what came to be called the Florida East Coast Railway Police Department. In general, railroad police across the country didn't have a reputation for being very gentle.
It didn't matter if the train was hitting 40 miles an hour. If they caught you as a hobo on that train, they were going to literally throw you off the train. And that was a pretty rough way to go.
But you have to remember, those tough cops weren't just dealing with freeloaders. They were also dealing with train robbers. In the Wild West, railroad police had to deal with the likes of Butch Cassidy and Jesse James. FEC cops were born out of that world.
It's quite extraordinary.
Richard Mangan is a professor at Florida Atlantic University's School of Criminology and Criminal Justice. To him, what's extraordinary is that railroad police still operate with the same amount of freedom as in the days of the Wild West.
If you are, for example, a state police officer or a county police officer in one state, you do not have the same jurisdiction if you travel to another state. Regardless of whether if you're in pursuit of a case that began in your state. But railroad police, that's an exception.
FEC cops can pursue any crime committed on railroad property across the state. And federal laws have expanded their jurisdiction throughout the country. Mangan says only a few other law enforcement entities have this kind of jurisdiction. The FBI, for one. The Florida East Coast Railway has only around a dozen officers. They police 351 miles of rail. The FEC wouldn't talk with us about their police, but Nelson Berrios was with the department for 15 years. He's now an officer with the Lantana Police Department in Palm Beach County.
Municipality officers kind of lack the experience that's really necessary in some cases to handle crimes committed on the railroad.
But in Miami-Dade County, those crimes are essentially limited to one crime, trespassing. And the majority of these arrests happen here, near this one intersection in Overtown.
There's no fence or remnants of a fence. There's nothing to obstruct you from crossing over the railroad tracks.
Last year, Edward Prince was arrested for walking across the tracks here on his way to work. Our investigation shows that Prince was one of more than 300 people arrested here for trespassing. Tomorrow, we'll look at Prince's case and how this one intersection accounts for more than half of all of FEC's arrests in Miami-Dade County. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.